Hey, what up, y'all? It's your girl, Vivica A. Fox, and welcome to my podcast, Hustling with Vivica A. Fox. Y'all, today, I have got a special guest in the house. It's my girl, actress Kalita Smith, who you all know very famously, because she did other stuff. You were known as Bernie Mac's wife, Wanda McCullough.
Yeah.
And you did that for 5 seasons, right?
Yeah, praise God.
Right. Okay, yes.
Listen.
You already know. Folks don't know for
$5
an actor,
still coming.
You want your show to go five seasons.
Syndication.
Yes.
Which is called
the gift that keeps on giving.
Medication. Some compensation.
So tell me about that. Have to audition?
Did I have to audition?
Yeah, how many times?
They told me no twice.
No.
Yes, you know how this goes. Listen.
I didn't know that part, girlfriend.
You know, everybody came out the woodworks for this one.
Wow.
Like for Steve Harvey.
Bernie was hot on the.
For Steve Harvey, Cedric, for, you know, any of the kings of comedy, for D.L. Hughley. Mm. Everybody comes out for that.
Agreed.
Yeah, even light skinned chicks start coloring themselves a little bit darker because they're like, you know what, let me do this. Yes. And so they told me no twice. The first time I went in, I did what they wrote.
Mm.
And when I left, I was like,
not good.
Well, just not, because thinking about Bernie, you know, Bernie is a little bit more cutting edge.
Yes,
you know,
he was absolutely. Yeah, he'd cuss you out quickly. He would cuss you out quickly.
And
y'all.
Then smile. And then you'd be like, what you just
and then
say?
Go,
like a pimp. You're like, what you just say? You want all the money? Yeah. And then so they called me back in twice. I mean, the second time. And then they told me no.
But they gave you a call back, though? So you had the first audition and you did, it was a test.
A test.
But how many times did you have to audition before you got to the test? Because you know, as an actress, I know what that's like. You
three,
get the
four
initial
times.
Call,
I'm going to think three,
call
four
back,
times.
And then
I'm
you get
say,
the third
yeah.
call back and then you get to the test.
Yes, okay. Because back then, which they don't do now, is they do studio tests.
Yes, where you go in with all the studios.
Tests.
Yes.
Yeah, because studio and network are two different entities.
Yes, and then you then possibly would go to screen test, because then they want to see how you look on camera.
Together, chemistry.
Yes, exactly. And then they told you no?
Girl, did they tell me no? They said, bye.
Hail to the no.
Bye. Here's a cup of bye, babe.
Oh.
And yeah, let me drink this. So then the final was, and I won't say any names. It was very interesting because it was an interesting person who has always been rude.
That bitch.
And I loved her.
I loved her.
I
well,
know,
she was
right?
intimidated by you.
She was intimidated
by you. That's what it was. No, that's fear.
Really?
You have to know that.
I was
that.
Wearing Jergens lotion. Are you serious?
No, but you may have been that...
I was
that
right
chick eight. That made her uncomfortable that she saw that had necks. Because I had a couple of bitches that did me like that growing up, that I would see them at interviews and be happy to see them and go to speak. And they would And then they look back
shade.
At their sides.
What?
Like, bitch, like,
listen,
bitch, like, bitch,
you're not
don't
there.
Come talking to me. You're not
you're
here.
Not
you
there.
Don't exist.
You're
oh,
not
so
there.
I know. That was
yeah.
fear. That
I had
was
to
fear.
Tap that good page and say, hi, boo. Yeah, so, and it was one of those moments when I realized this is time for me to be victorious and be courageous.
Right. Claim it.
I had to.
Yes.
I claimed it in that. And I just saw an excerpt of your book where, what it is it's claiming it and realizing God really has your back.
Yes.
Yeah.
That when it
and
is
when
meant
yours,
for yours,
when it's yours,
no one
can take
it
from
you.
Listen. So in saying all that, and then not to... to jump because it's still on my mind.
Good.
Janae Dubois.
Yeah.
She was one of the first people that embraced me.
I just have to say today that just for my podcast, unfortunately, that, you know, Kalita and I haven't seen each other in a long time. And when she walked in the room, her smile reminded me of Janet Dubois, who we found out, unfortunately, passed away at 74 years old. She was passed away in her home. So, yeah, that's the story. So I didn't mean to be Debbie the Downer today, but I thought you knew, to
no,
be very honest with you.
No, I did not. Yeah. I did not know because it takes 2 hours to drive here from now on. I can't.
L.A. traffic.
Listen.
L.A. traffic.
Listen.
Yes,
bong, bong, beep, beep, that by me.
Yeah.
With menopause, somewhat. But just to give homage to her, because when I first got here in the 1900s, she was one of the first people to
not
really,
1900.
I swear to God.
Oh,
listen,
stop it. That
listen,
long ago.
That's, listen, have we not? I'm sorry.
I'm going to sip tea on that,
listen,
y'all.
Me, okay. I'm going to sip a little water for the kingdom come.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But I know we are.
That's a good segue, though.
I know, no, but I want to. I just want to say thank you, Ms. Janet Dubois, because at a time when I was,
it's
Janet. Trembling,
here I said Janet. See, I was ghetto with mine. Janet passed. She's like Janet, bitch.
Janet Dubois.
Janet, yes, yeah. So and let's have a moment of silence for her right now, sister. Right. We will miss you,
God
Ms.
bless.
Janet Dubois. Rest in paradise. Rest in power, queen.
Yes.
We love you.
Say no more.
Yeah. So now we're going to go to happier things, because we don't be sitting up here crying.
Listen,
and crying off our eyelashes that we had took time to glue on.
Listen,
that part. Keep it on. Keep it on. So anyway, now, you and I have amazing history. We've worked on two films together.
Yeah.
One of them was Three Can Play That Game.
Yeah.
And then, hysterically, Kingdom Come.
How much fun was that?
Oh my gosh.
But let's go back a little bit further to Martin, when I was recurring on Martin and you came on.
Oh my gosh.
You remember
that?
Yeah. Listen, I went to throw that in there. That was my nugget.
Oh.
Remember?
I had a senior moment, child. I totally spaced out. No, I didn't.
Remember Dominique Jennings, you? It was another, you guys came on as, friends of,
yes.
Tashina.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we were like at the pool table.
Pool table.
I did not remember that.
I was the waitress with that little stupid ass wig braided hair that just made no sense.
Hey, that's all right, girl.
Looked like sentences. That's what it looked like. Sentences.
But Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That
you
cast
know,
was.
That was amazing.
That
Kingdom
was
Come,
everybody
y'all.
In the business.
Baby, when I'm telling you that was.
Everybody in the business.
From Jada to Whoopi to Loretta Devine,
LL
Cool J.
Cedric.
Darius McQuarrie.
Ellen Claghorn.
Yes. I mean,
Loretta
everybody.
I mean, come on.
And it was
Whoopi.
Just Whoopi.
Girl.
Everybody.
Listen.
We were blessed. We had an amazing cast. And I don't think I just want to talk about, did they keep on sending you that stupid letter talking about we ain't broke even?
I wasn't that high
now,
on the call
sheet.
They know
we can Google the box office and saw that the movie
sheet.
Made over $40 million. But they like,
it did not.
And it only, yes, it did. It made $40 million, and it took $6.5 million to make, but we still ain't broke even. So just to let y'all know, don't send me that damn letter no more, okay?
And we can do
talking
math.
About y'all ain't broke even.
And we can do math.
And then let's move on. We ain't going to get mad at nobody.
Listen, now I got something to be mad about.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I could be.
Yes, he's still be getting them. And then they send you a check for like $141 because we were favorite nation.
I don't get that. Anyway, I was number 127 on the call sheet.
Well, I was in the top 10.
Five.
Something
playing.
Like that. I think I was. Yeah.
Five.
Hey, all you true crime fans. This is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morf.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life. The mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for its sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
So anyway, let's talk about Three Can Play That Game, because we made that in Atlanta, which was the sequel to my movie Two Can Play That Game.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really get to work with you that much. I think one day I just kind of like saw you pass and was like, can we listen to the movie? Hey!
Because everything was fast.
It was.
Everything was, you know, that's when we started getting into making movies.
In 2 weeks.
Like Jiffy Popcorn.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was.
And don't you miss that? That back in the day when we would make our movies, we'd at least get like 5 to 6 weeks.
We bonded. Yeah. We were able to bond.
We
had
rehearsal.
A table read.
We had a table read.
Shut
rehearsal.
Up. Listen, I can
all
see who was in the movie.
Right. So anyway, I want to move on to now about you. So now everybody know we don't work together.
And that part.
And all of that good stuff.
Hi, Jazz.
And we're all still here, you know.
Your homegirl, Jazz.
Yes, yes. My godson's baby mama.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
But now, long before you started in the history, industry, you got to interview somebody off the chain.
Oh.
Huey P. Newton, the co-founder of the Black Panthers? Mm-hmm. How old were you? Do you remember?
Yeah, do I remember? Are you kidding me? This was such an impactful time of my life. This is my character upbringing. Mm. I'm a Black Panther Cub, a child of Black Panther Party.
Wow.
I was picked out of all the kids.
I've never heard that, Black Panther Cub?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're cubs.
What does that mean?
That means that we're children. We're offsprings of a consciousness.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm from the Bay Area.
All right.
I grew up with a few people you probably know that are in this business.
Such as?
Mai Huggins, who is Mai Lassiter.
Okay.
Devon Franklin is from the Bay Area.
I love Devon.
Don't you love him?
Oh, he's so awesome. His energy is just...
I know,
like,
right?
Like, when he walks away from you, you just feel like you got baptized.
Listen, I'm so happy for Megan.
You
know what I mean?
You're like, oh, Lord, Devon. Yes, Megan.
I'm so happy
for her. Good choice,
girl. Like, listen.
Okay.
Listen.
Is there more of them?
Who's your daddy? No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
So,
back to you. Who else from the Bay Area?
Right now, my brain is going crazy.
That's okay.
Ronnie Brooks, who was in... Digital Underground. It's so many of us that are offsprings of this consciousness. And I'm proud to say that I was chosen out of all the children there to be able to interview him.
Okay, but how did that happen, though, out of all the children?
I was 8.
Okay.
I used to smoke weed, so it takes a second. it was about the child who can really sit still long enough to be able to have a conversation with a grown-up.
Okay.
And I was able to do that because when you come from the inner city, when you're the oldest child, you end up being the maturest.
Yeah. Like my sugar bear, my sister Sugar.
Yeah.
She's ours.
Exactly. Man. So, and that's who I am to my siblings.
To your siblings.
Yeah. And so it was an honor and a privilege. And when I did it at 8 years old, did I know the significance, the impact? No, I did not.
But do you remember the conversation?
Do I really remember the conversation? Mm. Absolutely.
What y'all talk about?
We just talked about the school. And I knew that at the time it was important to be able to point out the high points and the positivity about what it means to be a Black Panther.
Absolutely.
Because the negative was always bringing us down to the point to where we would have police officers that would just come through our school and feel the need to be able to patrol our school.
Really?
And we're children. We're children.
Babies.
Yeah.
Babies.
Yeah. So how are we a threat to you?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So it really was more of a necessity to be able to rise to this occasion, to be able to have a conversation and to be able to pull out. And I was the one who wrote my narration, actually.
You were smart, child.
Well, it was necessary.
And
listen, we're talking about the 70s.
Yeah.
And in the 70s, this is the consciousness that is, I think, remissed a little bit in the millennials.
Oh.
To understand what it really means for those people that really walked before you.
Yes.
You're on the backs of other people.
And to respect it.
You're on the backs of other people. Just like for you to recognize Janae Dubois right now is amazing because we're on her back.
Absolutely.
Like on the inside of me, I am Willona.
Yes, I know. That's
Excuse me.
You definitely got that beautiful smile like her.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
You too.
Well,
you know?
She's shining through us.
Listen, she gave us the energy. She gave us the possibility. And she gave us the imagination to realize the beauty of who we really are.
Wasn't she one of the first ones that you saw on TV? You was like, oh, she pretty.
Girl, I knew
she
it was her
pretty.
Voice on
okay.
the Jefferson singing the jangle.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I knew it.
Wow,
listen,
really? Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
And can I tell you, every time, whenever I saw her, she was always kind.
Loving.
And
kind. Embracing.
Yes, absolutely.
Celebrating. Supportive. Mm. She even know me. She was like, you gonna do it. I was like, I'm gonna do what? Because right now I need to do something for rent. No excuses me.
Well, let me move on to speak about what you did do, girlfriend.
What I do.
Because you started out.
I kind of did.
Right.
Wakanda.
Now, in Living Color. What did you do on In Living Color?
Girl, everything they asked me to.
Oh, no. No,
tell me. I was just getting here. So it was, first of all, I couldn't even believe my luck. I was like, when I first got here, so when I first got here, it was like 93, 94.
Okay.
So that's when like Black TV was really like popping.
Yeah, starting
like
to happen.
Every lot had something on it. Like I remember being able to
Good
skate to work, girl.
Listen. Oh, wait, was that Living Color, that era? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Living Color. Yeah. I was a mentee on Rock.
Yes,
tested for Living Single.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all
when everything
shows.
Started popping.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but in Living Color, I did like 5 skits. I was privy to do that. Anessa Williams was the casting director then, and She saw me in a play, because that's when Chitlin' Circuit plays were something to
cast. That's where you got casted out of.
That was our Backstage West.
You already know.
That part right there.
Explain what Backstage West is, so they know. That the people
the publication
there.
To find some business.
That part. Right.
That okay. part. So this was our vehicle for that, which was so awesome. And I was able to do skits with David Alan Greer, Jamie Foxx,
yes.
Tommy Davidson.
Legends.
Oh my God. And Jim
You
Carrey.
Got to work with a whole bunch
and
of
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Yes. And
how are you
Kim
not intimidated?
Cole.
I look, girl.
Because I need a rent. I need a rent.
So you said you better put on my big girl boots.
Listen.
Right.
Listen.
Right.
That part right there.
Yes.
And I'm working with Kim Coles on In the Cut right now on Bounce TV.
Oh, please tell her I said hello.
I will.
I love Kim. Girl, we did Juana Man together. And when I'm telling you, the character wasn't supposedly written gay, and she embraced it. She said, oh no, she came in there with cornrows.
Yeah.
She sometimes would hit on me. She would hit on other people.
Listen.
Oh no, she was hitting on Juana Man because she thought he was a girl.
Listen.
What she does, the layers she can
her
add.
Her commitment.
Yes.
Her commitment.
Wow.
She is a vet. That's a vet.
Yeah.
That's a vet.
So, but did you dance or you just did the skits?
No, I didn't dance. Are
because,
you kidding
can
me?
I tell you, for some reason, I thought you were a dancer.
I was, but I put that down when they wasn't paying. Excuse me.
Because I was like,
357.
Like
they was like 357 with 750. I said, that's below minimum wage.
I know that's right.
How about
like,
that? I'm going to change my area
like,
code.
We're not doing that. Because we were ready. I was ready to say, so what was it like dancing with J-Lo? And you was like, not on that job.
No.
Shut up,
I did dance with two dance companies in the Bay Area, though.
Really?
Yeah.
What type of dance?
Jazz and African Haitian. Live drums, live instruments.
And now?
Barefoot.
Wow. Do you still dance to
turn.
This day?
Well, not with this menopause. I don't like to sweat
Girl,
on purpose.
You already know, honey.
I don't want to sweat on purpose.
Let me tell you something.
I can't.
It's just part of life, though.
Is
I've
it?
Learned to push. Yes, it is. And just know, this too shall pass.
I need a pill. I'll take it.
Well, watch out for the pills, to be very honest with you. Because a pill sometimes can, you know. I embraced it. And shall I be honest with you?
Really?
It made me work out, drink more water, and take better care of myself.
Okay.
To be honest with you. I don't believe in putting pills in your body because this is just my honest opinion.
Okay.
That I believe one pill leads to another pill leads to another pill.
I'm ready for that third one.
Oh, stop it. Come on. We're going to move on. All right. Look. I'm over here. Be healthy. Don't medicate yourself.
I'm like,
don't do it. She's like, bitch, give me some pills.
Just want to be great.
All right. Well, anyway, let's talk about Bernie Mac show.
Okay.
So you had to audition. You got turned down twice.
Twice.
And then you finally got that call. What
in
was
the
11th that call
hour.
Like? In the 11th hour.
In the 11th hour.
So you thought
hour.
It was over.
I did. I really did. As a matter of fact, I got the call, and I remember it clear as day. It was Valentine's Day night.
Ooh,
I got the call to come the next day. Listen, and that was my first time having a date, girl. I was going.
Yeah, I know. That's what you
I
said,
was,
baby.
It was Tina Marie.
Valentine's Day going to be another day.
It was Tina Marie at the House of Blues. I was not missing Tina Marie. I love me some Tina Marie.
So, what did you do?
I went to Tina Marie, nigga. That's where I went first.
What?
And then I said, I'm going to get up early.
And then I'm a
concentrate. The next day was the audition. I got
the call.
Oh, they call.
Had to go back. Okay.
I had
okay.
The call
I thought you got the
night.
Job that night.
No.
Okay.
I got the call that night.
Damn.
To go in to test for Bernie. And it was studio tests at 1 hour. And then if you passed studio, it was network
Damn.
In the next hour. Exactly. Across the lot.
I remember
right.
those days.
Yeah, how about
yeah.
a threat? So
yeah.
now you know what's going to happen when
right.
you leave.
If you don't
you
get
leave.
That call. If you don't get the call, and they go, come here.
Yeah.
Bye. It's either come here.
Here's
yeah.
a cup of bye.
Bye. See ya.
Here's a cup of bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Yeah,
but you didn't get that day.
No. That day was a very interesting day. If I could ever tell this story, and I've never told it before, I'm going to tell it for you.
Okay.
Thank there was you. A particular actress. It was she and I. And we knew there was another actress waiting for network.
Mm.
This person, this was her second time testing.
Mm.
This particular actor.
Put y'all through it.
Oh my God, girl, listen. And they didn't even know I had a good hole in that good pump. I really need this good job. So then this girl says to me, I see this for you. I said, oh, you do?
Somebody said was auditioning against you?
I said, thank you. Who are you reading for? She said the same role. I said, girl, if you don't get the fuck out of my face.
I know, right? right. That
if now, you don't get you out my on those face, days
that that's when you did have to kind of you would see somebody that you know. Like when I was testing, and it was really serious. I would either tell them I'm in my car. I wouldn't do the whole socializing because see somebody some bitches would do the Jedi mind trick on you.
And this was my first time ever going through that because see, that any was other Jedi time, mind any other time, we're respectful of this space.
Right.
We're not doing
you
that.
Wave and
we're
that's
not
all
playing
you
these
get.
Games. Right. You're not playing these games. Mm-hmm. First of all, my rent
humming
is late.
And hemming and shit. Okay, okay. That's right.
And excuses
you
me.
You was ready.
Excuses me. So then cut to, I go in, come out. She goes in and come out. She's like, we're going to have to do that again. I was like, no, we're not, girlfriend. This is studio. It's only one person going across the way. Ooh. They came out. The casting director came out and said to her, this is a true story. Oh, my God.
Stop.
I know. Listen, she said her name. I'm not going to say her name. And she was like, yes. She was like, no. You didn't do the hair like I told you to. She said, but I wore the makeup like you wanted me to. And I was like, should I move away, guys? This is a true story. Oh, my God. I'm telling this truth. She's like, should I move away?
You ain't
away?
Told the name, so we all right.
I've never told this
okay,
story before.
I know some things you're like, yeah, I keep that.
So then it was just, I did not know that people would go to those lengths to help someone else, which is proof. If you're talented, no one can take it from you.
You know, I told you.
If it's yours, that's why I decided to tell it. Mm. Because it is a true, it's not even a parable. Mm. It's really a mantra. Okay. If it's really yours, it's yours.
It's yours.
I went through so much to get this job. And I know a lot of people don't really, like, oh, this girl, she done got that. No.
No.
I worked
the struggle.
To get that. Yes.
The struggle and real.
Yeah, and it was very real. I went across that way, put some lotion on my knees and got that good job.
I know that's right.
Yes, I did.
So they excused her. And then you had to then go audition against the other, now what was that like?
The
that
one
like,
I was a fan of.
That bitch. Anyway, we gonna move on because you got the part. How about that?
How about that?
How about
Hi.
That?
Hi. Hi, history.
But now, so let's talk about some of the other roles.
Okay.
Now, you played a first lady, a lieutenant, in a zombie apocalypse series.
Yes, yes.
What series was that?
Z Nation. On sci-fi.
Oh, I love sci-fi.
Listen, the first
African. Do you do the Comic Cons and all of that?
All the Comic Cons.
Or the zombie cons?
And I do my own stunts.
I recently did the Zombie Con in Philadelphia.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah. Those fans are serious.
Our sci-fi fans are the best. Shout out to the sci-fi fans out there. That's all I want to say. Y'all good.
Yeah.
Y'all support. They can be dumb as hell, but for some reason, y'all gonna believe them. So shout out to the sci-fi people. We love y'all.
Listen, and
yes,
you very smart. You very smart to me.
We love y'all long
Thank
time.
Thank you for picking me.
Okay. So listen.
No, they're loyal. Like this was a genre that I didn't know it.
Yeah.
I decided to take a risk. Yeah. I decided to take a risk. They said that this character needed to know a little bit of martial arts and a little bit of weaponry. Mm. So I did do fencing and I did do...
fencing sounds sexy.
It's very sexy.
Yeah.
And I did do some taekwondo. Actually, I was trained by Sean Lampkin and Robert Lawrence. Robert Lawrence is Martin's brother.
Oh, wow.
And Sean Lampkin is Martin's good friend. So he played Nipsey on Martin. And this is how I got introduced to taekwondo through them. I have to give them a shout out. Because even though I went on and signed autographs at the Comic-Cons, these Negroes helped me.
I know, that's right. Hey, keep going to those.
Yeah.
And then you know what? It's good to keep yourself fresh.
Yeah.
With that. Because you never know at the Comic-Cons who you're going to meet that somebody's like, oh, you know what? I need somebody black. Or you know, I want to do a sister. Or for this role, I want to go a different direction. And you see
or
them.
To give exposure to there's more of a range.
Yes.
Period.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need that.
Yeah.
And speaking of range and typecast stuff, how did you avoid not being typecast?
Picking a show like Z Nation that paid $5.50.
Wow. Do you regret it? You sure about that?
No.
You
no,
sure?
No, not
okay.
at all. Not at
I
all.
I thought because... I was almost have to break out a box of Kleenex.
No, 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 no. It gave a wonderful palette to my cachet.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, yeah.
Expand your horizons. Yeah. Do it all.
Because oftentimes in this business, the best job you do, they kind of think that's all you can do.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. And so, and it's easy to fall into those roles because those roles come quick. Those are offers, you know, at a certain point. Once you start to create a believability about your performances, then they become offers. Those are easy. You want those.
Yeah.
You know, so it was about taking something that took me off of the radar and then at the same time brought up a different resonation about my talent.
Can I tell you for me, myself, like for me, I was like, you know, the it girl. And then it was like, but you can only play them for so long, and then they're going to be looking for the next. You know how that cycle goes. Yeah. So for, and then my love life then overshadowed my acting skills. So I was like,
but you got to have one.
Yeah. And I did, but you know, when you date a crazy rapper, whatever. So, slide that in. Sidebar. I'm going to again.
Drink a couple.
Mm-hmm. But for me, I had to go and do theater.
Yes.
So I went out on the road.
Yes.
I kind of left Hollywood for about a year and a half.
Why not?
That then everybody's like, where are you? And it's like, but I had to go. And then I picked a role where I got broke down. I got cheated on. I got ugly on stage. Everybody was like, oh my God.
Look what you can do.
And then look what you can do. Like, don't forget my skills.
Yeah.
But I had to take that chance to avoid being typecast. So that's what we have to do. And people don't realize us in our career, because we've been doing it for such a long time, that we go through those trials and those tribulations and those, you know, journeys. That
I think they're just trials and tribulations because that's when we aren't conscious of being able to show what we do.
Exactly, because the opportunities weren't there.
We have to show what we do.
A wonderful, wonderful opportunities that, you know, in Hollywood now, we're writers, producers.
Oh, my God.
Got Sandra Land, all kind of wonderful stuff going on.
Listen. And this podcast. Come on, you.
And this podcast. Come on, you. Come on, you. Vivica A. Fox. All right. So let's have some fun.
Uh-oh, what's this mean?
No. Well, I mean, it's fun.
I didn't do him.
It's fun.
No, that's a lie.
If you'd like to share, you could. But hey, so I just want, I'm going to give you some of your, you've done a lot, but I want you to give me just a little quick, little 30-second memory on some shows.
Okay.
All right? And just, you know, keep 30. Don't kill nobody.
Okay,
boo-boo. All right. So there, here we go. In Living Color.
Oh, God. Amazing. That was my first exposure to comedic brilliance.
Mm.
Like, oh, my God. I felt like that was the one project I really felt like that I couldn't really sleep at night because I wanted to make sure I had my A game.
That you was ready.
Yeah. And these were 5 and under skits that I got to do with them, but I wanted to make sure I punched everything and I held on to the end and the this.
Yeah.
When it
you
came
to
my line.
The big girl comedy boots.
Yes, I did.
I love it.
Yes, I did.
All right. Martin.
Oh, God, that was just a blast. Are you kidding me? That's when I felt like I made it and I was only a recurring. But it was so great. So
what was your character?
My character was Charisse. Yes. I mean, Tracy.
Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know sometimes Charisse. We forget.
No, here comes Charisse. But Tracy, and I have to say this, I watched Tisha Campbell.
Oh, genius.
I watched her rehearse, and that was my workshop.
Genius.
That was my workshop.
You know, I got a quick sidebar. No, I'm going to come back to them. But I had to tell Tisha and Tashina, look here, I don't do jokes. Because y'all, look here, I'm sensitive. When I first came out, I had to let them bitches know. I'm sensitive. Y'all, that little jokey joke shit don't work with me anyway.
And they horseplay, especially when they play spades.
Oh, my God. Yes, because that's what it was. We used to play spades.
I bet.
I had to pull them heavens to the side and say, look here. Okay, they would do the walk and everything.
I bet, anyway. No, but she was a master of three-camera props rehearsal.
Excellent. Love her.
Yes.
Sister to sister. Sister, no.
Sister. Awesome. Out of that came the show that I'm doing, In the Cut with Dorian Wilson and First Family, where Jack Hay played my sister.
One chapter led to another, huh?
Mm-hmm, indeed. All right. I like that. Thanks.
The Jamie Foxx Show.
Oh, shit. Everything. Everything. My car. That was my car.
I know that's right.
Hello.
What kind of car did it get
it
you, girl?
It was a convertible Rabbit.
Oh! And the rabbit was hot back then. Don't get it twisted.
Listen, it was all white on white. White on white.
White on white.
Listen, I came from skates to a convertible rabbit. Excuse me. Thank you, Jamie.
The Steve Harvey Show.
Just them.
Mm.
Being able to play with them. Because at the time, I knew all of them.
Cast?
So it was Steve, Cedric, Wendy, Raquel Robinson.
Love her.
Terry Vaughn.
Terry J. Vaughn, yes.
Stan Lathan.
Yes.
It was, Merlin.
Mm.
Santana.
Yeah.
Miss
God
him.
Rest his soul.
Miss
God
him.
Rest his soul.
Listen, all like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. NYPD Blue.
Ooh. How about the why? How about the why in that one? Listen.
What why you talk about?
Listen, why I did it. I did it because it was a drama and it separated me from just being pigeonholed to comedy, going back to that. Mm. At that time, Garcelle was casted.
Yes.
As a detective in the show.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was casted.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so we got to, because we were good friends.
Fancy
and Jamie Foxx
became a cop.
Yeah, and we were friends on Jamie Foxx, and then it was a nice surprise because she didn't know I was casted. And then when I walked in and she was like, Nick, I was like, Gigi! Yeah, and it was so great. And then we had to like really bring it.
Mm-hmm. Now y'all had to act.
We had to bring it.
Okay.
Yes.
And y'all did.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right. Now look, you've been best known. One of your roles that, you know, was a classic is playing Wanda McCullough on Bernie Mac's show for 5 wonderful seasons, which means they in syndication.
Mm-hmm.
What do you miss most about Bernie?
On a funny note, I can't call him borrow no money. On a real note, his friendship. And he and I were the only grown-ups on the show, so most of my memories are with him.
Yeah.
So I don't get to do what Felicia could do with Bill. You know, pick up the phone and be like, remember this moment? I mean, I do it with the kids. Even the kids and I were, you know, we're still close. But I'll say certain things, they'd be like,
didn't get it. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We don't remember that. And yeah. I'd be like, you niggas.
Right.
But just that, you know, being able to rehash any of that. And the fact that, you know, he basically encourages me.
He was a wonderful man.
Encourages me to do stand-up. And in that, it is...
You want to do stand-up?
I have to. I feel like I have to.
That's a tough arena. Why not? Why
I feel like though? I have to, though. Yeah. I really feel like I have to. Like, I was in the midst. Yeah. Well, not dedicated to him, but just...
In honor?
Because he saw it. He celebrated it. He spoke on it. And he even offered me a job.
Wow.
To open up for him at the MGM Grand.
Now, I know this is going to be a tough question, but did he pass while you guys were going to do another season or the show had completed?
We were done.
Did you all know he was sick?
Not like that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. He was a workhorse. He wouldn't show you that.
Yeah.
I mean, he did.
It quite literally came as a shock. Like, it was like, Bernie? Because I remember every time I was telling my producers that when I would go to have lunch at Mr. Chow's when I could afford it, you know, that's when it was good.
Listen.
That I'd walk in and it would be either Bernie Mac. No, you know, keep it real. That ain't no cheap lunch.
It's not.
That,
and it is
that
different.
When I would walk in there, it would be either Bernie Mac or
Stevie
Snipes.
Wonder.
I never ran into Stevie there. For
Always.
Me, it was Bernie Mac or Wesley Snipes.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And I remember every time I said, what's going on, Vivica?
Yeah.
Come here, Vivica.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, girl. No, look at you looking good, girl. I see you doing things, Vivica.
Yeah.
You're doing some big things, girl.
Yeah.
He was just always just such a wonderful.
Yeah, he would always encourage, you
That's
know?
What
he
miss,
was
I
really,
miss you.
Yeah.
Good dude.
It was a different era of a man.
Yes.
Totally.
Agreed.
Totally, totally. His socks matched his shoes. That's so
at
different.
At all times. They was
Listen.
Always suited and booted.
Listen.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's talk a little bit about romance. How's your love life, if you care to, you know, since we did 3 can
Boo.
Play that game together.
Boo.
Boo. Me too, girl. So don't
Boo.
Worry about it. We're going to keep that moving.com. Right. Right.
Please.
It's
dot
all
com
good.
.com/org.
Right. Just keep it moving. Right. Right. You have to
Listen.
Learn. You keep yourself good company.
I'm about to be on the Sugar Daddy app.
Oh.
I just need
would
help.
You do, would you do a dating app? Because I won't. I won't.
I'm close.
Not going on
Tinder. I'm close.
I
just want him to have oxygen and can do a push-up. That way I know I can call somebody and it wasn't me. Hello. Thank you. And ta-da.
All right. So let's talk about what's happening with you now. You are doing a BET movie.
Mm-hmm.
Influence. What's mm-hmm. that about?
It is, Carl Weber is a novelist, and he's a great, great novelist. He's written-
Weber or?
Weber.
Really?
Carl Weber.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like Chris
who?
Weber.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I'm
chocolate M&M in the sky.
I know that's right. Shit, claim the child. Hell yeah. Okay.
Speaking of love, like, I love chocolate. No, but Carl Weber, Carl Weber is a great novelist. He's acquired Kensington Publishing. He has over about 1,000 novels, if not more.
Okay.
He's produced and shot over 7, and I could be understating
I
that.
I love that.
I've done 4 of them so far.
Oh, mm-hmm. Love when he hits you with that email.
Girl, no,
you
that
know,
phone
I
call.
Know, girl.
That good,
I know
that
I got
good
my
text,
so wrong is right.
That good text. Yes. I'm not millennial. Get me with the good scripted writing quickly.
I know.
Get
that's
me on
right.
that good text. Mm. Yes. And so Influence is something that he wrote. It's a great, great book. We're a family, a law firm family.
Okay.
And
ooh,
it's
smart.
Almost, listen, I'm techie. Mm. And I'm the stepmother. Yes, I'm the stepmother, darling.
So it's a drama?
It's a drama, okay. And it's Dynasty meets Law and Order.
Oh, that sounds so thrilling. Interesting.
It's thrilling. Roger Guinevere Smith is in it.
I love him. He's so
Deborah
good.
Cox. Oh, he's amazing.
He's so good.
And he's good as Huey P. Newton.
Yes.
Yes, he did a one-man show of Huey P. Newton. Christopher Columbus is in it. Oh, Christopher Columbus. Columbus Short. Shit. Columbus Short. He's great. I've never worked with him before, and he is, oh my God, our scenes.
I love Columbus.
Our scenes.
Don't get me wrong, but chow.
Listen, he should be Christopher Columbus. He is amazing. I said, boy, if I did not love you before, I do today.
Good. He's such a good actor.
He's such a good actor.
Has he gotten out of his own way?
I don't know what that means because it's just the scenes, and I'm moving on to my trailer.
Listen, yes. Has he been good?
Yes.
Though?
No. Yeah,
you,
I believe
you know
yeah.
when Columbus is not good.
I believe
listen,
he's good.
Listen, I work with Columbus. I
really?
Love Columbus. Columbus, I love you. I love you. Yeah, we went on the road doing the play.
Come on. The play, game. First of all, the play is not even fair.
Yeah.
It's just too much they can get into. Are you kidding me?
Well, we were supposed to be working. I don't know about you. I didn't get into nothing. I knew where my priorities
but
were.
But you're a female.
That part. Okay.
And you paying your bills.
That part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
it's
I'm
different.
Just saying, but I'm
we're
glad
a different
Terry's
generation.
Good.
We're a different generation. Like this hustling, they don't even know what that, they can't even spell that word.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Say that.
That looked like a grocery store to them. Listen, they have no idea what that means. Mm. But we are in a different consciousness. He's amazing
good.
In this movie. Anthony Hamilton's in it. BB Drake's in it. Drew Sidora's in it.
Cast.
Oh my God, it's a phenomenal.
When's it gonna
cast?
Come out?
February 20th. It
oh,
premieres.
Soon.
Premieres, and there's a little buzz that it will turn into a series.
Series, yes, yes, yes. On that.
Come
T on.
On
that.
Come on.
T on that.
Listen,
baby.
A cup of high. Hi.
So now I want to play some games.
Uh-oh. Oh,
I want to play
nuts.
A game. I want to play a game.
What is it?
It's sugar nuts, really? Okay. Sugar nuts. We're going to play Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Oh, shit. What
yes, Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
Because you have worked with some amazing leading
men. Ooh, don't make me deal.
No, well, but you will a little
listen.
Bit on this. In Hollywood, the three men that we are choosing for you from your many leading men that you've had, that if you could kiss, marry, or kill,
oh,
your three choices are Nick Cannon, Jamie Foxx, and Damon Wayans. Go.
I got to do something for all three of them, or I just
no,
pick one?
No, kiss, marry, kill. Oh, you can pick one of each.
Oh, I would just
who would you kiss?
Kiss Nick.
Who would you marry?
Oh, shit, wait a minute. I would marry Nick. I would kiss Jamie and I would kill Damon.
Okay, tell me those reasons why. You would marry Nick Cannon because?
He balling. And his lips look buttery. He look like he got
girl,
buttery lips.
Keep it real. All right. And then you said Jamie Foxx.
I would kiss him.
No. You would kiss him.
I would kiss Jamie.
Why would you kiss
Jamie? No, because I meant that. Because then we could break up. It's fine.
I know that's right. Okay. I'm done with you.
Listen.
I'm done with you. And you would kill Damon Wayans.
Just because there's too many people in that family.
Well, I love it. I love it. I have giggled. I have had the best time with you. And I've learned a lot about
listen,
you today.
No, thank you.
Do you know what I mean? I've known you for a very long time. And sometimes
the 1900s.
It's on set. Exactly. But we're still here.
Yeah.
And it's been passing, but it's always a pleasure.
Same.
I want to thank you for being on my show, Miss Kalita Smith. Let's give her a round of applause, y'all. Yay! For being on Hustling with Vivica A. Fox. So, darlings, our hustle hack. Today's hustle hack is hashtag my grind don't stop, which I use almost on a daily basis on my Instagram thing. And I had to let people know. Hashtag my grind don't stop means don't let someone else work harder than you because you'll be handing them the keys to your dream. All right? So, With that said, we have finished up another episode. So subscribe to Hustlin' with Vivica A. Fox now. And if you want to find me on social media, I'm at on Instagram. I'm verified at Miss V. Fox. I got my blue tags, girlfriend. And on Twitter, at Miss V. Fox. Miss Kalita, yeah. Where can they find you on?
Kalita Smith 1, Instagram, Kalita Smith 1 on Twitter. I made it easy, not just for myself, but other people.
I know that's right. And you have your official blue tag, because you know, people be faking.
No,
I
have verified. The check.
She got the check. Okay, mm-hmm. Right. She got two checks. Mm-hmm. All right. Which we love that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, girlfriend.
You're welcome. God blessings bless to you. And sore. Sore.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Be good. We'll see you next time. Mwah.